This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In that funny way that gotcha politics in this country has of getting all up in economic policy, the Paycheck Protection Program was back in the news last week. The PPP, that early pandemic program that offered forgivable loans to mostly small businesses to let those businesses keep staff on payroll while the virus had its way with this economy. Forgivable loans, of course, brought to mind for many President Biden's student loan forgiveness order of last week. We are going to do business loans here today, though, having sent Marketplace's Justin Ho off to check back in with some small business owners who got PPP loans to see how things have been going for them.
It took a while for Sherrard Duvall to get a PPP loan for his video production company in South Carolina. 4 months after submitting its first application, OTR Media Group finally got its check. Back then, Duvall told me that he used the money to pay workers and settle bills.
Which freed up our ability to go, okay, now that some of that debt is gone, let's look at recalibrating selling and advertising. Let's look into doing the website.
By the time he got the loan, Duvall's video production work had dried up. So the company started a new line of business, setting up live streaming equipment in home offices, businesses, and churches. Today, Duvall says that business has been doing great ever since.
Almost every week, we were either doing an install or we were doing a training or we were sending a crew out to an office or hiring a crew to go somewhere to some like a live venue.
Meanwhile, video production work has come back. So Duvall's been expanding the company. In May, almost 2 years after getting his PPP loan, Duvall took out a small business loan to purchase video equipment to help the company meet demand.
Had it not been for the success we've had since the pandemic, I would not have gotten that loan in May.
Duvall also hired more staff, and he wants to build out some office space. So he's preparing to take out yet another loan.
We may have to purchase a place, or we may have to put down a large enough amount in advance on a leasing space so that we can make adjustments to the physical space on the inside.
The pandemic forced a lot of businesses to evolve. Before the pandemic, Naomi Pomeroy ran a restaurant in Portland, Oregon called Beast. Diners ate a fixed menu for roughly $175 a person. The James Beard Award-winning chef says the whole thing wasn't very COVID-friendly.
People sat literally like almost shoulder to shoulder with people they'd never met before for 2.5 hours eating the same thing at the same time. And that was super fun, but I couldn't see a way forward with that for quite a while.
So Pomeroy closed the restaurant and used her PPP loan to pivot into a new business. Ripe Cooperative sold meal boxes that people could cook at home, along with pastas, sauces, and salads. But then, in the spring of last year, restaurants started reopening.
You know, as soon as people started getting vaccinated, I was having a lot of FOMO, honestly, with my friends who had these like big outdoor patio spaces.
So last November, Pomeroy turned Ripe Cooperative into a cafe. She used some of her leftover PPP money to expand her own outdoor patio. Pomeroy says the cafe is a lot less exclusive than her old restaurant, but she likes that. The challenge has been turning a profit.
Now the model is very, very different because it's a cafe and we have a lower check average. So it's busier feeling to us, but it's making about, you know, a little less money actually.
Turning a profit has been especially challenging for restaurants because costs are up throughout their supply chains.
You know, we're the end of that. And so we see all those increases by the time we purchase the products.
That's Mark Fryer. He owns two restaurants in Vermont.
And then we have to turn around and try to make a profit. It's tough right now.
Fryer used to own a third restaurant, along with a music venue. He says his PPP loans kept all three of his businesses alive early in the pandemic. But late last year, between higher costs and new COVID variants, he closed the restaurant and music venue.
You know, that music venue had been there for 50 years. And I felt terrible being the one to close it, you know, but there was really no other option. We were still carrying the cost of that space, even though we weren't able to make a dollar.
Fryer says the outlook for his remaining restaurants is pretty grim. He says he can't keep raising prices to cover costs. Meanwhile, it's been difficult to find workers, so he has to close his restaurants one day a week.
We would love to get back to a 7 day a week. We can't seem to figure it out with staffing, so we continue to remain closed for a day.
Which means he's got to cover all of his expenses for the week in just 6 days instead of 7. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.